And it's time for Rural Connection. And this week, we're chatting about a climate cause very dear to many of our hearts, wine. This morning, I'm chatting to Liz Riley from Vitibit Viticulture Consultancy to learn how Australia's industry is likely to change. Liz, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, Willie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. Now, you talk with growers about how best to establish and manage their vineyards. Are they becoming increasingly concerned about climate change?
Oh, look, I think we are. There's no doubt. But we roll with it every day. So, you know, farming is not a static thing. It varies year to year. So I guess you build a toolbox over time. So there's things we do operationally to manage it. And I guess there's larger structural things we do when we put new vineyards in. So the toolbox is big, you know.
Diverse, big and diverse, kind of capturing all the different challenges. Are we likely to see new grape varieties or modified rootstocks grown in Australia because of the way the climate's shifting?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people have already got a toe in the water. So, you know, obviously putting new vineyard in is a really expensive thing, and there's a bit of a lag from when you put it in to when you get a crop of a couple of seasons. So a lot of people will adapt by grafting. So you chop the top off and graft a new bud in, and you only lose one season. So we are seeing, you know, we're seeing that diversity in varieties that are, you know, market, you know, there's a market demand for them, but also that for growers are more resilient in the vineyard. So a lot of the southern Italian varietals like Fiano, Vermentino, they're quite robust and they cope quite well with the heat and, you know, hail and a few of those other things, which are increasingly a challenge. So, yeah, we're starting to see that come through now.
Oh, amazing. If current wine regions are becoming too warm for particular varieties, do you think we'll see vineyards popping up further south?
Oh, well, look, Tasmania's, you know, going off at the moment. It's the amount of planting down there in response to both it being cooler and stylistically, you know, that's pretty popular. But also, yeah, absolutely part of that climate change risk mitigation. You know, businesses like Brown Brothers have consciously chosen to make their new developments in that area rather than in central Victoria where they're based. So we'll see that. I think, you know, I don't think you're going to see the established regions disappear. We're quite resilient and we're quite adaptable. It just means you do it, you know, in a more clever way.
Yeah, right. If a grower were to switch the variety they used, how intensively would they need to restructure their business?
Oh, look, you do it over time. It's never you just drop that and pick that up. So it's about incremental change, either if you have older vineyard that you feel that you need to replant. So that's a great opportunity. And you mentioned rootstocks before. So you may go in with a mix of drought-tolerant stocks and water-tolerant stocks, because climate change for us isn't just about being hotter. It can be about being colder and wetter, more extreme weather. So about diversifying your portfolio. And again, what you put on top might be a new variety, but it might just be a different clone. So the new clones of Chardonnay ripen at a lower, their flavour ripen at a lower sugar level. So again, for me and the Hunter, you know, that's become something we've done strategically, important to people's brands, but we can reduce their risk by picking it in early January as opposed to early February. So there's a whole lot of, I guess, combinations you can do.
Right. And Liz, one last question before I let you go. What is exciting you in terms of drinking wines at the moment?
Oh, yeah, look, it's a bit of everything. I'm loving seeing some of the new varieties come online, both in the Hunter and across New South Wales. Varieties like Vermentino have been around for a little while now and they're lovely, but I do have a new block of Pecorino, which is an Italian white, which is really, really exciting. So first crop came off this year and wine is in bottle and, you know, seek that out, guys, you know, something different.
Yeah, Pecorino, is that a cheese as well?
It is a cheese as well.
I heard you say it earlier and I was like, I swear I've seen a cheese like that. So what are the qualities of a Pecorino wine?
Oh, it's what we'd call a textural white. So it's just got a little bit more mouthfeel, but it's still beautiful and fresh. You know, it's a lovely, I've only had it a couple of times now, but I've kind of gone, I'm going to have more of that. It's a bit peachy. Yeah, it's not Chardonnay though. It's different. A bit more acid. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't. It's hard to describe. But yeah, look, lovely wine. And if you see that pop up anywhere, I strongly recommend you grab a bottle.
All right, the Pecorino. That's the tip for the summer. Liz Riley, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Rural Connection.
No problem.